This is Wien Sly, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial. Great Educator. Dr. Chong Chi-yong, who founded Shu Yan University together with her husband, Dr. Henry H.L. Hu, became a Hong Kong legend long ago. The couple devoted all they had to education. In doing so, they embodied the strength of character, traditionally characteristic of Chinese scholars, which is rare and commendable now, when many put fame and wealth first. Until 1971, when Shu Yan came into being, Dr. Hu was a barrister of repute in the profession, and Dr. Chong taught and headed a department at Baptist College. Their careers were so successful as to allow them to live in ease and comfort, but they plunged themselves into education and poured every cent they had into Shu Yan. Dr. Hu and Dr. Chong founded Shu Yan in the early 1970s, mainly because university places were scarce then. They did so to provide students with opportunities to receive tertiary education and bring up capable people for the community. If one looks at the role of Shu Yan alumni, one will see there is no lack of them in various professions, businesses, and government departments. It is certain that, as time passes, many more Shu Yan graduates will take up important positions in all branches of society. The couple's strength of character has made a strong impression. In 1978, the government suggested to three tertiary institutions that they should switch to offering three-year programs, and it promised to give them funding if they agreed to do so. However, upon consulting his students, Dr. Chong decided that Shu Yan should stick to the four-year system. It remained outside the mainstream of tertiary education. Baptist College and Ling Lan College, which accepted the government's proposal, became government-funded universities long ago. Not until 2006 was Shu Yan granted the university status. The bitter hardships Shu Yan people endured on the long and arduous way are hard to describe to outsiders. Now, 30-odd years afterwards, local universities offer four-year degree programs. That shows Dr. Chong and Dr. Hu then made the right decision and adhered to it. Not lured by advantages or daunted by the attendant pressure, they persevered in doing the right thing. Their courage is to be admired. Now, in this place, there are many who do not scruple to stand the facts on their heads, talk sheer nonsense, and call a stack of holes in talking about the constitutional reform or other matters. That is very lamentable indeed. The phrase strength of character is not listed in such people's dictionaries. The headship of a university is a position that is prestigious and, one may say, quite well paid. However, if the head of a university thinks his office is just like any other job and aims solely on improving its ranking, he may have achievements to his name, but what else would he do that people could take pride in? Dr. Chong has departed this world. What she left Hong Kong includes not only Shu Yan University, but also what she taught by precept and example. She laid a sound foundation for Shu Yan University. It rests with Shu Yan people to carry forward her spirit of devotion and continue the legend of the Shu Yan parents, so that the university will go from strength to strength. We wish them every success. Thank you for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Wien Sly, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU.